Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Metal! The Fan Metal! And the Rangers have one more hell to climb, baby! But it's Mount Vancouver! The Rangers are headed to the final!
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Inside the 1 o'clock hour on The Fan in New York, early this Tuesday, May 21st. Keith McPherson on The Fan, taking your calls, talking sports. Let's get right back into it. So I went and did the digging for the info on Isaiah Hartenstein's contract, and there's a Sporting News article that says this. Hartenstein is in the final year of a 2-year, $16 million contract he signed with the Knicks in 2022. That deal has proven to be a bargain and just one of many masterstrokes by Knicks president Leon Rose. However, the Knicks are now in a bind. They only have early bird rights on Hartenstein, which means they are limited in how big of a raise they can offer Hartenstein this summer. Meanwhile, a team with cap space could offer Hartenstein the max if they wanted to. NBA rules state that a team can re-sign a free agent to whom they have early bird rights for 175% of the player's previous salary or 120% of the average league salary. For the Knicks, that means they can offer Isaiah Hartenstein at most somewhere around $16, $17 million per season. Will Hartenstein get a bigger offer? In March, ESPN's NBA front office insider Bobby Marks told Stephen Bondi of the New York Post that he valued Isaiah Hartenstein around $13, $14 million annually on a new contract. Marks noted that the centers don't often sign big contracts anymore. There are 13 players listed as centers whose annual average salary is $19 million or higher. In a league of 30 teams, it just takes one to value Hartenstein as an above-average starting center. And we'll see. So I think it's going to come down to a couple million dollars, which is a lot of money. But I also think Hartenstein has been very vocal about Knicks fans, this city, playing in the Garden. He appeared on Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart's podcast. I think he wants to be here. We'll see who wants him more, though. We'll see what team comes through, and that's what happens, right? He's doing it in New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it. Like, somebody else is going to pull up and be like, yeah, we saw what you did in the Garden for that Knicks team. Come play for us, and we'll make you a very rich man. Pay you, you know, more than what you made in the last 2 years in 1 year. So we'll see what happens with that. But I'll go back to saying this. That's why I thought, like, this year was a special year. It was a special year now that it's over. They're able to get a 2 seed. They're able to win over 50 games. They're able to do this with a second-year contract like that for Isaiah Hartenstein, and they're able to do this in the second year of Brunson's cheap deal, steal of a deal. And I don't know, there are questions now to be asked. Like, they did all of this without Julius Randle, but there's still a thought that, like, yo, in January when they had Randle OG, like, this team looked like they could beat anyone in the NBA. Don't you want to try to run it back with those guys? Make sure those guys are there and see what it turns into. But here it comes, NBA summer. Before you know it, it'll be July. We'll be talking about NBA free agency, and let the chips fall where they may. 877-337-6666. Matt is in Maryland on the Fan in New York.
Well, I'd like to say congratulations to Tyler for beating Jalen Brunson and the Knicks B team.
Tyler?
The point guard. I'm sorry, I might have missed his name.
Oh, Tyrese Halliburton.
Halliburton. Halliburton.
Yeah.
You beat the B team and Jalen Brunson. I mean, like, great job. You know, wearing that shirt after the end of the series, it was just weak.
Yeah, he's not like that. He's definitely not that. He's not like that. He's not a killer. He's not. Yeah, we saw him disappear in this series, and you are 100% correct. You faced the Knicks backups. Most of those guys that were on the floor Sunday, backups.
It was Brunson and backups. The bench was G League. I'm like, when they won by 40, when they brought in the extra plays, I was like, who are these dudes? Only one I knew was Shake Milton and
Daquan Jeffers.
Yes.
Daquan Jeffers.
Oh, gosh. You know what? The Knicks really overachieved. They probably shouldn't have beat the 76ers with that squad. And that's what got everybody hopes up. It was like, I couldn't believe they beat the 76ers because the 76ers had a complete team. I mean, listen, the big man was playing on one leg, but they still had it. They still, Sixers should be losing to the Knicks, B team, you know? And I think the Knicks are going to lose Hartenstein because when you look at teams like that trying to get support, like I think the Spurs, Oklahoma, that got cap space, I'm looking at the list, and some of these teams are good. Even Orlando or Sacramento.
Yeah, somebody's going to offer him more money than the Knicks can pay, and they'll have to just say, thanks.
Yeah.
Good luck.
I mean, you think about it. They brought him in to be a backup. And Leon Rose did a good job. Leon Rose, the Knicks staff, did a good job with him because they made him into a star. He made him a big story of the playoffs. You know? And good for him if he gets paid. But now, when you got to think of Plan B once he's gone, and I can't believe this guy actually might be available for the draft at the Knicks. Well, if it goes the way I've seen all the mock drafts, but the center on Purdue, Zach Edey, I mean, listen, he's a bit overweight for his size. I mean, you know, the Knicks, that coach, Johnny Bryant, I know whatever he does, he gets them guys in shape. Because I always hear them complaining throughout, the players complaining about how hard his workouts are in the offseason. Mm-hmm. So he might be a good fit for the Knicks. Now, he doesn't play the new center type basketball where he don't shoot threes. I seen when I watched him in the tournament, he's like a man of the 90s, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I'm looking at Tankathon. They're saying he should be available when the Knicks have their pick.
I think that's crazy because I thought he should be. I'm looking at these dudes. I see.
Tankathon has him actually going to the Celtics at 30. Imagine that. The rich only get richer.
There's no way the Knicks guy cannot let that dude pass.
If he's available at 25.
They got two picks. The Knicks got 24 and 25.
Oh, yeah. So I'm
you might as well. What the heck?
It's that pick from the Mavericks that we talked about so much a couple years back.
They need to get a backup for Brunson. Whoever's the best point guard at 24, take him. Tell him, hey, you're going to spend 3 or 4 months in the G League so you can stay in shape and work on your game and then see what happens in February. And bring him back up.
Yeah,
you know,
or they might trade. They might trade these picks. Who knows what's going to happen?
I mean, here's the thing. Unless you get in somebody, you're not going to get. Just think of all the players that are there. That's the free agency players. I don't think Paul George has come to the Knicks. And then the thing with OG, it's like, I hope he opts in, because man, giving him a 4-year deal with his injury history is just so risky, you know?
Somebody will, though. It might be the Sixers.
True. He would be nice on the Sixers. That's kind of scary.
If he's available.
The Knicks would have no chance. The Knicks almost got no choice just to prevent him from going to the Sixers, or even OG could actually go to the Pacers and make them stronger, which is crazy.
Yeah.
I would hate that, you know? But so the Knicks kind of had no choice but to re-sign him. But I hope he opts in and they get another year to look at him, because man, they pay him $100-something million, and this guy averages, they said 50 games, because that's the reason why the Raptors would have paid him, because no one's letting nobody good go.
Right, but it's frustrating. The best ability is availability.
Yeah.
I don't care how good you are if you can't play.
I know. And that's like him and his health, and it's like Zion with his weight, and he got with his issues. It's just so many players.
Right.
It's like when you trade for
John Morant wanting to be NBA young boy, like these guys that are not available. I know fans can't stand it. I know GMs definitely can't stand it either.
So everybody wanted all the players to play this year, but you see how the players are probably saying among themselves, see, load management does work, and it's like if the Knicks had...
it sucks, but that's going to be the narrative the whole offseason. Thanks for the call, Matt. I can't, man. I can't with the load managing. The state of the NBA, right now they have a rule that you have to play a certain amount of games to even be eligible. Like, how many games is it? I think it's something like 60 games, NBA games, eligible for awards. Like, Embiid can't win an award this year, even if he was great. It's 65 games. So, I mean, I don't know if they're going to change that. But, like, the NBA is making a rule that, hey, if you're going to win an award, you're not going to be load managing once a week. You're not going to be taking off one game out of the back-to-back. You're not going to come to New York and play in the Garden, but skip playing in Barclays Center. Like, you got to be ready to go, and you got to play, and you got to be out there for your fans, for our national fans, on TV and in different arenas to even get the opportunity to win, I don't know, MVP, sixth man of the year. But then we have a team in the New York Knicks that has a coach who everyone loves to talk about what he did to the Timberwolves, what he did to the Chicago Bulls. They blame him for Derrick Rose, and they blame him for those teams coming up short. It's just so tired. And I don't think the New York Knicks, after being eliminated, are saying, well, this coach sucks, we should move on. We should find a coach that's going to load manage us better. No, I heard Josh Hart talk about people don't know what goes on in practice. I don't think he's running them into the ground in practice. Are we talking about practice or the game? Practice or the game I love. Not the game that I put my blood, sweat, and tears into. Like, those guys should be out there ready to play 48 minutes in the playoffs. And the way that you get ready to play 48 minutes in the playoffs is by doing that in the regular season. Obviously not 48 minutes unless you're Josh Hart. But, you know, 40 minutes and be ready to do it night after night after night after night. If you're not as old as LeBron, then why are you sitting down so much? Like Anthony Data Davis. And they wonder why the Laker fans hate the Lakers. Because you got LeBron, who's 40. He has to load manage. Then you got Anthony Data Davis. My neck, my back, my neck and my back. This guy's always got something. They jokingly call him street clothes. Because he's always in street clothes. You got, speaking of street clothes, you got a guy in Ben Simmons over here making $177 million. And all he does is get different fits off. Gucci, Louis, Fendi, Prada sitting there. Never seen him wear a Brooklyn Nets sweater, warm-up, hoodie when he was inactive. And the Nets got some cool stuff. They have the Cause guy designing their stuff. Never see Ben Simmons in team-issued merch. It's always designer. This is what the league is. So what I'm saying is, you get a Knicks team with dudes and dogs that are going to do damage. And you know what? They can be some dudes. They can play like dogs. Ultimately, their bodies were damaged. Didn't hold up. But I don't think they would have had it any other way. And I don't think that they look at their coaches like, yo, you ran us into the ground. They were unlucky. Julius Randle's injury, you can blame that more on the Miami Heat. Mitchell Robinson's injury, he was hurt early in the season, fought and came back. Honestly, you can blame it on Embiid. Embiid yanking at him. That helped aggravate his injury. Bojan Bogdanovic, it is what it is. He's up there in age. You make the trade for the guy. Oh, well. OG Anunoby, injury-prone guy. But when you saw him, the way that he just fell and hyperextended his leg, it's just a freak accident. That's got nothing to do with Thibodeau. But some people tell you, oh, it's a hamstring. It's the type of muscle, like, he was run down. OG was run down. He missed with the elbow. He missed how many games? What are we talking about? I can't do this whole Knicks offseason with people calling about, oh, yeah, well, if the coach didn't run him into the ground, it's like, that's the laziest thing to say. You're not paying attention. Look at how these guys got hurt. Oh, yeah, you know, Jalen Brunson broke his hand on Tyrese Halliburton because, you know, Tom Thibodeau run him into the ground. No, he went to block him. And just the way that his hand hit, he broke his hand. That's got nothing to do with the head coach trusting his players. And I know if I'm a coach, especially Tom Thibodeau, who has been around the block, has done a bunch of different jobs, been in a bunch of different cities, now you're the coach of the New York Knicks. You brought the Knicks back. Can't ask for a better spot to be in. I'm only playing guys I trust. I'm not putting guys out there just to put them out there because the fans and the media are saying I run guys into the ground. No, I'm trying to win, stupid. And I have a plan, and I have certain guys that I trust. I'm not going out there and just sitting my guys down in favor of you thinking that they're getting rest that might help them. When? In the Eastern Conference Finals? Didn't get there. That's why, you know, to flip it to the Yankees, I get frustrated with the Yankees telling me about how many games Clay Holmes has appeared in. Oh, he's already appeared in 27 games. What? Win the game. He didn't pitch yesterday. He can only throw 10 pitches in favor of using Michael Tonkin, who just landed here. I remember that Friday night. I just was, you know what grinds my gears? The Yankees look into October. You're not in October yet. Stack wins. You need to win every game. Pitch Clay Holmes, and don't tell me how many games he projects to be in. He could get hurt tomorrow and not be in another game. But if he's healthy today to help you win the game, you play to win the game. Tom Thibodeau is always playing to win his game. He's always playing the guys that he trusts to win the game. And they won a lot of games this year. Ultimately, they ran out of gas. That's a figure of speech. They literally ran out of healthy bodies. They had two starters trying to just will themselves to play against a fully healthy Indiana team. Or maybe not fully healthy. Nobody's fully healthy at this point in the season, but healthy enough where they didn't have to push it. They had plenty of bodies. They had guys coming off the bench that were contributing, scoring, passing the ball, getting rebounds. Peter in Waterbury, Connecticut on the Fan. What's up, Peter? Welcome back.
Hey, still got that cold beer for you.
Yes, sir, man. You know what? Calling the Yankee game, I wasn't allowed to have a beer. I definitely was up there laughing like this is the most sober I've ever been. Yankee Stadium, not a single drip, not a drop of beer. I'm like, a Friday night like this, I would have had a couple.
Well, unfortunately, I wasn't able to listen to you because I'm an Orthodox Jew and we can't listen to the phone or do a whole bunch of things.
You didn't miss anything. It wasn't that great. You know, I heard.
I would love to hear you on the radio. I really would. You know, and see how you sound.
The cool part of the call is like I forgot that you know people can watch MLB.tv and choose to listen to the radio call. And even like MLB, who clips up the highlights, they used one of my calls in the highlights. And I watch those highlights all the time. Like I watch those highlights all the time. It was so cool to see when Stan hit the home run Saturday, they used my audio where I talked about what I talked to him on the field about Friday. He did the same thing back-to-back games. First at bat, hits the ball off the wall. Second bat at bat, hits it out. And so when I did Susan Star of the Game, I went to the stand and I said, what'd you do in between at bats? Like, you look at the iPad? Or he's like, oh, I went in, I did some push-ups, and I hit the second one out. So on the call, I used that information Saturday. He hit it off the top of the wall. I said, watch, he's going to do the push-ups in the dugout. He's going to hit the next one out. He hits the next one out, and MLB used the reference to me saying, he did push-ups. Same thing happened last night. I don't know. I think stuff like that, because I'm such a fan of this stuff, to, like, see myself. Like, I could go to MLB.com film room and I can go to Saturday's game forever. Like, I can cue this up. If I never call another game, I can cue this moment up for my son and be like, listen to that voice. That's daddy's voice.
Awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to bumping into you 2 weeks and a day. So I'll be there. June 5th, we'll be out there.
June 5th, I'm in there for sure. Juan Soto. Jersey night, I'm going to definitely get myself a jersey, probably put it on right there, and then try and grab a couple other ones. Those hockey jerseys, everybody was all over. There were so many people beasting for those jerseys, and people put them right on. They're good giveaways. The Yankees got some good giveaways this year.
Yep, well, I'll be wearing my old Yankee shirt, but I got a hat from... I went to a game with my dad in 1960. It's the old original wool cap. It has the Union label in it.
Awesome. Can't order that on Fanatics. Can't order that on MLB Shop.
They have the same hats from back then?
No, I'm saying you have a hat that we can't just go into the Yankee store and get. I have an appreciation for people that have. You know, stuff like people see my jacket. I'm like, you can't. Like, where'd you get that jacket from? I'm like, I can tell you, but the store doesn't exist anymore. The company doesn't exist anymore. You can't get this jacket.
Yeah, well, the hat is 64 years old.
I've got some old hats tucked in the closet. None of them 64 years old.
It's kind of worn down, but I wear it every time I go to the game. And as far as games go, unfortunately, there's no game 8, and there's no more game 1. And the Knicks did the best they could with what they had. And if they can keep that team somewhat the same, next year will be a whole lot different if they can stay healthy.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. In theory, right? I think that's the, you know, saving grace. The Knicks fans say, well, next year we'll get them, we'll be healthy. Yeah, that's what I thought as a Nets fan, right? I remember media day, James Harden, Kevin Durant, Kyrie, all they're back, they're healthy, and that was a mess. James Harden forced his way out via trade. Kyrie didn't want to get vaccinated, was posting anti-Semitic videos. KD was in and out of the lineup hurt. Then after a while, you know, he wanted to get traded. Or Kyrie wanted to get traded, and he wanted to get traded too. And before we know it, the second half of the season, none of those guys are there.
Yeah, they didn't have the chemistry. They didn't have the chemistry to really want to do it, I think. Mm-hmm. You know,
it was instant. It was, it wasn't a well-prepared meal. It was microwaved, and it never materialized. It wasn't what we thought it was.
Yep, and Now, Cole's supposed to come back, you know, maybe next month or whatever. Who are they going to have to put down? Because right now they're starting pitching. They got it pretty together right now.
No one. And I've been thinking about this every single day, and I've been talking on the Fan about that June schedule, six-man rotation, and give everybody an extra day of rest. Six-man rotation for the gauntlet that we're going to have to go through. And I think if I pull up the schedule with the off days, I think there's a couple Monday off days, but like there's a stretch of a bunch of games in a row. I think they go six-man rotation.
That would make sense. This way, yeah, their arms stay a little bit fresher.
Yeah, and you don't have to demote anybody. These guys have to change their routine slightly, but extra day of rest shouldn't hurt. It'll throw off your routine a little bit. But yeah, they have a stretch here where they play 12 games in a row in the month of June, and there's three off days: the 3rd, the 17th, the 21st, Monday. But man, they're gonna face good teams where you wanna be healthy against these good teams. You wanna be able to, you know, play your best. And I think if Cole also is coming back, you gotta find spots for Cole. Like don't have Cole return on Friday, June 7th to face the Dodgers lineup. You know what I'm saying? Like don't have Cole show up on Monday or Tuesday the 18th. The first night of the Orioles series. Like, let's find maybe against the Red Sox, right? We got a Red Sox series in Fenway the 3rd weekend of the month. Maybe that's a good time for Cole to return.
Yeah. And now if it gets down to we're at the series, you think Gil might be one of his top pitchers to get a start, like number 3?
He was magical on Saturday. I was blacking out watching him. I couldn't believe that he just kept striking guys out, 14 strikeouts, and I just kept hearing the PC Richardson jingle in there. It was crazy. He's young. He's coming back from Tommy John. They're going to protect him. And from what I either read or heard, it was something like they're not going to just pull him, and they don't have an innings limit or a number on him. It's about his mechanics. It's about his control, his command. They're going to watch him. They're going to watch his starts. He's a young guy, so if he keeps going, they're going to keep him in there. But if it looks like he's fatigued or breaking down or struggling a bit, then yeah. And I also have floated the idea of, hey, if you're not able to get a high-end, high-leverage reliever that can come out and throw 100 miles an hour, that kid would not be bad to come out of the bullpen in the 8th inning before Clay Holmes and mow down 3 batters, strike out the side. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could see that for sure if he's up for it.
Well, I love seeing him be a starter if he can keep it up and just advance. Because he's getting better and better.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you're looking forward to heel pitching more than Nestor, Rodon, Clark. I don't know. It depends. Like, he's got the most electric stuff. Watching him pitch is probably the most fun. Thanks for the call, Peter. I'm not trying to knock anybody else in the Yankees rotation. Their ERAs are low. Like, they've got one of the best ERAs in baseball without Gerrit Cole. But when you're looking at, like, I mean, Stroman was masterful tonight, but just Stroman's style of pitching, like, he's not going out there striking out as many guys as he'll dominating guys like that. Clark's got, I don't know, 8 different pitches he can throw. It's starting to go later in the games, but I mean, when you're watching a guy, Luis Gil is the most electric guy. Nestor's crafty. He's gonna speed quick pitch you. He's gonna give you a leg wind up, turn it all the way around, and then fire a 96 mile an hour fastball into the backstop. Rodon, I tip my cap to Carlos Rodon. He has settled in. He realizes this is home. These fans don't want to boo you. Sean Morash, maybe. But for the most part, we're showing up to cheer you on. We want to win, and we'll be there to pick you up. And I think he's settled in just fine. The Yankees pitching is not the problem. The hitting's not the problem. There are no problems. I don't even care that they lost the game. Come back and win the next two. We'll come back after this quick break. Keith McPherson on the Fan, 877-337-6666. Call me up. We'll be right back.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
And it is over! The Rangers win! The Rangers win and advance to the Final Four! Wow! What a comeback!
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Yo, 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 it's The Fan in New York for the fans and the sports. Yo, it's The Fan in New York for the fans of the sports, on the field, on the diamond, on the ice, on the course. KM, I gotta get back to kicking raps on here, man. It's been too long. Somebody asked me again, like, bro, you gotta kick some raps. I'm like, I don't have time. If you notice, since my son has been born, I don't kick raps anymore. Like, when I'm not here, I don't have, and like, I've freestyled a couple times in the past off the top of my head, but that can get risky because you could, your freestyle could take you somewhere where you start rapping about something that's not the right subject matter for the radio, or you might curse, or you might say something that you didn't mean to say, just trying to like quickly get a rhyme out. And I'm like, at this point, I need to write something
learn it, come in and kick it, but I don't have the time for that. The last one I did, I think, was my son was born, but he was little. I think it was like maybe November or October, and I did it over the Nas beat. And I kind of had some bars prepared. I forget how that one came about, but I knew I had to get one in before the calendar year of 2023 ended, and it didn't take me as long. The other one that I kicked, like, beginning of 2023, I just remember Craig and Evan had these guys come on, or maybe they weren't in here. I think they just played their rap. It was a New York Giants rap, and the Giants were in the playoffs, and it was like pumping up the Giants. And it was all right, but I didn't think it was great. And Evan and Craig were pumping it up like, oh, that was really good. And I think it was exactly 3 o'clock on my watch. And I'm like, yo, I got 2 hours to pick a beat, write something, and go in, and I'm going to kick it today just to follow that up. Like, that was the inspiration. I'm like, if you thought that was good, like, I could do better. And other than that, I just haven't gotten time to do it, man. Something I was telling some of my boys, I'm like, bro, with this gig, doing Susan's job, like, I found out, like, a week in advance, and then I was still doing my 2 a.m. shows last week, and then I had a k.m. to a.m. Thursday night, and then just the thought of doing that job, I couldn't sleep Thursday night, and then Friday, before I knew it, it was 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, like, you gotta go. You gotta get to the stadium. With the traffic and everything else, like, you can't play around and be late. And then by the time the game was over Friday, we do the post-game show. The traffic was so dumb that I pulled up on all the, you know, gang at Twins and Billy's for a little bit. Said what's up to Ball Vinny and some of the creatures and Terror Squad. And then I drove home. But then by the time I got home, my wife is up. My wife is sick, so she's not sleeping right, but she wants to know about what happened and how was it. And I didn't go to sleep until, I don't know, that night, like 3 o'clock, and then my son was up 6:30, and then next thing you know, I realize it's 9, and I'm like, I got to get ready to drive right back to the stadium again and be ready to go again. It just happened so fast and off no sleep. I'm just glad that I made it through. All right, my little spiel is over. We can get back to the phones, to your calls, 877-337-6666. My guy Dwight in Asbury Park, should the Knicks re-sign Isaiah Hartenstein?
Hey, if they want a big man, yeah.
Mitchell Robinson, they want to move on from Mitchell Robinson. I mean, they got Jericho Sims.
They need to get some more big men that can score, too.
Yeah, they're going to need it. They're going to need it if we think that next year Embiid and Giannis aren't coming back with some kind of vengeance. They will.
Hey, you talking about some hip-hop, you need to go crazy old school with the Last Poets and Gil Scott-Heron, kid.
Last Poets?
Yeah. Gil. Ask your brother about them.
I wish I could. Gil Scott-Heron, the Last Poets. I'm Googling them. All right.
Hey, baby. Man, T.J. McConnell, he was a straight-up beast, son. He was a straight-up beast, son. Sunday afternoon, he was all over him.
He's been an important, like, he's crazy. Been a very important role player, bench player for the Pacers all season. He is a pest. He's a dog. He turned $20 into $680 for me. I think it was game 3 I bet on him to have a triple-double, or maybe game 4. It was game 4. Or he had a double-double. He had 15 points and 10 rebounds. Ka-ching. But yeah, you need a guy like that, man. Especially with whack-ass Tyrese Halliburton.
Yeah, but
Nemhard is worth nothing.
Tyrese backed up the hype when he came out there Sunday.
Yeah, he was talking. He was talking to Dante DiVincenzo, and he knew. They knew. They're like, you got nobody left. It's DiVincenzo versus us. So Brunson out, Hard out, OG out. Randall been out, Mitchell Robinson been out, Bojan Bogdanovic been out. You run out of guys. The best ability is availability. So,
I'd have told if I was Thibodeau, Alec Burke would have been starting that whole game.
Yeah, but it doesn't work like that. Like Alec Burks, he played well, but like he's not. They're not winning with him in the starting lineup and relying on him. Like that's why he was with the Detroit Pistons. Thanks for the call, Dwight. 877-337-6666. Moving along here, Jose in Corona, New York, on the Fan.
How you doing, Keith? Real quick, I just want to make a comment on the Mets, and I'll ask you a question on the Mets. I used to do a little radio show, sports show in Spanish, and when the trade was made for Lindor when he came home from Cleveland, I questioned what was the rush to sign him. By the way, I said, let him. My comment was, let him play a year or at least a half until the All-Star game. See how he adapts to New York, how he performs, and then you make him an offer. Because even if he had a great year, Cohen would outbid anybody anyway. So you really had no risk. What was the rush to sign this guy? They took him out to dinner, and they had an Italian dinner, and all of a sudden they gave him that. And he wanted that $1 million more than Tatis got. He wanted the $341 so he could make, you know, so he could make more than Tatis. That's my point. And then the second thing I'm going to ask, you know, I've been a Net fan since their inception in 1967.
Yeah.
Followed them through T-Nick, Comac Arena, when Rick Barry was lighting it up, and then Dr. J at the Nassau Coliseum. But I'm really lost at you know, where this team is going after all the debacle and all that. I don't follow the NBA as much as I used to. You know, I'm a, you know, for all guys like me, the old school, we can't take this three-point shooting that's going on. The NBA didn't want the three-point play was originally when the ABA, when the merger came. And the shot was from 25 feet. It was a little harder. Then they then 4 or 5 years later, they adopt, the NBA decides to adopt the three-point play. And then they make it shorter. They make, now it's like, I think, 22 and change. And to me, it's become a joke. But in any event, I wanted to get your perspective as a Net fan, and I know you're a Net fan.
Mm-hmm.
Which way is this franchise going? And you know, what do you see happening? Because I don't follow it as closely as
I'll tell you after let you go. And I got it, Jose. Thanks. I'll take it from here. And I like the 3-point shot. The Nets need some more three-point shooters, maybe. No, let's start with the Mets and the thing about Francisco Lindor and the signing. I think during that time, new owner, Steve Cohen, wanted to make a splash, wanted to put a stamp on things, wanted to show people, hey, I'm not the Wilpons. This guy is here. He's one of the best players in the league. We got him. We're going to keep him, and look what I can do because I can light $100 on fire every hour, and it does not change anything for me. Right? It might have been a false move. It's just not looking good with Lindor, man. He is a good player, but with the team struggling and him talking about what he misses in Cleveland and not being able to just consistently hit and help this team, he's getting overpaid. He's making way too much money for what he actually is. And I think it was just Steve Cohen being a rookie owner. Right? Learning. Made a mistake. And like Jose just said, you're the richest owner in sports. You weren't going to get outbid for him. Why didn't you let everybody else bid and see what he's worth? And now he's obviously learned his lesson. Right? They didn't pay Pete Alonso. Pete Alonso's definitely going to hit free agency, and he may not even hit free agency as a Met. He could get traded at the deadline. Remember, David Stearns was over in Milwaukee, and there were rumors that Milwaukee and Chicago Cubs, were interested in Pete Alonso. So if David Stearns, there was a rumor that David Stearns preemptively was trying to get Pete Alonso out of New York, knowing that he was going to get this job. Who knows, man? And then to the Brooklyn Nets, which, like I said, I got dressed for the Willie Randolph event Sunday. That's the only reason that I didn't do all three games of this White Sox series on the call, filling in for Susan. Shout out to Meredith, who I got to hear Meredith on my ride home. She's got a great voice. Meredith is just a great person, and she knows a ton about baseball and specifically the Yankees, and a ton about just like being a professional reporter and on a microphone, on camera. I thought she was great. And I even joked when I was on, I was like, Meredith will come through and blow me out of the water and people forget that I was even on. But no, people I think were overwhelmingly nice. There were obviously a couple losers, haters in there, like, oh, this guy's terrible. Yeah, my bad. These are the first baseball games I've ever called. I didn't call my high school. I didn't call my college. I didn't call any minor league games. They're putting me on the broadcast not to be a nerd. They're putting me on the broadcast, like John used to say, hey, Keith, tell me something cool. That's all I was really there for, in my opinion, to add a fan perspective and make it a cool little alternate broadcast. But I wore my Brooklyn Nets shoes to the Willie Randolph event on Sunday. And not to flex, I got like 40 pairs of kicks in the closet and probably 20 that could have matched with the Yankees hockey jersey. But I felt like repping the Brooklyn Nets on Sunday going into a game 7. Because I had a thought after I put in all those dumb bets on the Knicks in the morning. And even more bets once I knew OG and Josh Hart were coming back. I had a thought that the Knicks are going to lose today. And they will have gotten no further in this magical year, magical run than the Brooklyn Nets got just a couple years before. Just a couple years before, just 3 seasons before, 2021. And then the Knicks lost, and I felt like I saw in the chats that I'm in Nets Twitter, Nets fans exhaling. They didn't do any better than us. They didn't get any further than we got. For all that, look where they ended up. And when I look at my own Brooklyn Nets and where they've ended up, with Yordi Fernandez as their new head coach. Nobody has any idea if this guy's going to be a good head coach. They're hoping. They're hoping that he is. They have decisions to make on guys like Nick Claxton. I think they have decisions to make on guys like Mikal Bridges, who's going to be very sought after. Who is the point guard on this team? Is it Dennis Schroeder? I guess. Who is the star of this team? Is it Mikal Bridges or is it Cam Thomas? To me, it's Cam Thomas, and I think they need to stop. It'll be Cam Thomas's 4th season. Go ahead and let him be the man. Go ahead and let Mikal Bridges reunite with his Villanova teammates. The Knicks will give you a couple first-round picks. They'll even probably chuck in a couple players that they don't want. But, yeah, when I look at the Brooklyn Nets, this Nets world has been built, and that's something I was saying as I was doing Talking Nets podcast. That's something I was saying as I was going to a bunch of Nets games and doing vlogs and sitting with the Brooklyn Brigade in the block and trying to build up what our arena experience felt like in Brooklyn. It took a decade. You've had 2 stints with superstars trying to get the quick instant. All right, we'll give everything up for Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce, and we'll put him with Brook Lopez and Darren Williams, and Jason Kidd will coach these guys, and that'll get us there. Nope. And then, okay, Kyrie, being a New Jersey guy, a New Jersey Nets fan, wants to come home. And he's going to convince KD to leave the Warriors to join him. Cool. Cool, that's all we needed. But you got greedy. Understandable. James Harden, Fat Harden, became available, forced his way out. So you gave up guys that we loved, and that blew up in your face completely, and the whole thing blew up. Now Kyrie's in the Western Conference Finals. Who knows where KD's going to land at? People are saying he's going to potentially be a Knick. No, he's not. But when I look at the Brooklyn Nets, they have Ben Simmons on this roster. That is the biggest mistake and biggest thing they got to figure out. He ain't going to play. He ain't going to contribute. You got to figure out how to get that guy out of here, and then whatever else happens, happens. I think they're still going to be bottom feeders. But I think you're rebuilding. Same way I think that the Mets are rebuilding. There's no point in making a deal with anybody. Trade these pieces off. Trade Mikal Bridges. Let Nick Claxton go sign with the Grizzlies. And get back to being who you were, right? When you had that scrappy little team with Kenny Atkinson, you know, that's a team that a lot of Nets fans still talk about. Was that team winning anything? No. But it was a team that fans could be proud of, a team that on any night could compete with any other team in the NBA, and they made you feel good about him. You felt something. No real superstar. D'Angelo Russell leading the way with a cast of characters. They got to get back to that and build this team and this franchise back up. Last call of the night goes to John in Brooklyn. John, you're on the Fan.
Keith, you can't freestyle no more because you're too busy for us. MOB, doing Yankee games on the Fan.
I'm saying, I want to get back in the lab, bro. I want to get back to the pen.
Yo, listen, man, as a Mets fan, I know how you guys feel about, you know, the second baseman, man. Because that's how we feel about Pete Alonso. Like, every day when we watch him make it, we're like, please don't hit it to first base. Please don't hit it to first base.
So, you know, Pete Alonso is better than Gleyber Torres, though.
No, not on the field. He's bad on the field. That's why that's where right now he's counting on himself to get paid, but his defense is holding him back, Keith. That's holding him back, man. It's bad. He's bad on first base.
And he's got to lead the National League in home runs if he thinks he's getting paid the way that he thinks he's getting paid.
Yeah, for real. Now another thing, Mike. Well, I gotta go. Peace.
All right. Well, you could have talked over the music.
Wait. Yeah, I heard over the music. That's why I was like, damn, you're gonna cut me off. Like, oh.
No, you got it. Get your last thought in. You got 5-10 seconds.
All right. I just wanted to say that I'm a Mets fan, but I got me a dog this year, and I've been watching more Yankee games than the Mets because every time they do the dog thing, me and my dog get out. So we're going to beep, beep, beep,
beep. It's a dog-eat-dog world. Where my dog's at? Right here, dog. C-Mac is coming up next. And I believe Fleegs was in Miami to see the Mets over the weekend, so you'll probably hear about that. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Fan. I'm out of here.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.